This is All Things Psychic, a weekly podcast with two psychic mediums where we answer your questions and share our experiences about all things psychic. Send your questions to us at allthingspsychicpodcast@gmail.com and follow us on Instagram at allthingspsychicofficial.
Yay! Angelina and I just did a tour and a bit of a stint in the White Eagle here in North Portland. It is, a saloon. And
used to be a brothel.
An old, this is a part of Portland's history. It's the White Eagle Saloon and Hotel, which... Mm-hmm. Is now McMenamin's.
Yeah.
McMenamin's mm-hmm. owned. And it is haunted. And so we wanted to come and connect and see what we could gather. So we got to sit in the bar and kind of just read the energy. When we first got here...
Yeah, we were like shooting out of our bodies.
It was so...
It was really like intense, and we're like, no, we can't launch into this. We had to ground, and we had to, like...
I know, it took me a while to ground, because so much information was coming through so fast.
The connection
to the other side was, it was very fast. It was a very fast energy. It felt like... kids on stage behind a curtain.
Yeah, I felt like there was
before the curtain was going to open.
Yeah, giggling and fooling around. That's what I felt too. I felt like there was like just people, like everyday people, joking around and going, "Oh, you're here. Ha ha ha." Like trying to tell us little stories or something.
Yeah.
But it was so, there were so many and it was so much that I couldn't.
We were flooded.
Yeah.
I'll say that. We were flooded.
We had to shut it down for a minute.
It was I thought the...
So Julie started grabbing her throat, and she's putting her head up, and she's like, there's a woman with a high collar, and she's over there, and she's telling me something. And
it was
something.
She looked like a suffragist.
Right, a suffragette.
Yeah.
That's what you said.
Like, and the white, I got like that same outfit. And, she didn't say, you know, a lot necessarily. I don't even know what she was just showing me who she was. And she kept putting her hand on her throat, by her collar. And the legend of the White Eagle is that there too. Two regular spirits. One was a prostitute that was killed by a jealous lover, and the other is a young man. Mm-hmm. I think they call him the toe tickler because
the
when
toe tickler. What did
people
they,
lay
Sam
in
or
bed,
what was his name? Yeah, he tickles our toes.
Yeah, I don't remember his name.
Can I read that? Just part of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we have a little flyer that they gave us.
Yeah, we want to read a little bit so you know.
Just that.
Okay.
It is so interesting, you know, when the bar was put together. Well, there are many bars along this area. And it's fascinating how many people from around the world were here to, you know, looking for work.
Yeah, exactly. Because there was... the building of the Fremont Bridge, and at that time they just had ferries, so to get to the other side of the river, the Willamette, you had to take a ferry across, and so there's a lot of like...
It was all ships and dock workers.
Ships, dock works, and the underground tunnels and everything. But anyway, okay, we just wanted to read you a little bit of this, so... This is a little history on the White Eagle. At the White Eagle, the line between this world and the other, and between fact and fiction, seems to have been thoroughly and wonderfully blurred. There is more than just good storytelling going on here, though.
Psychics who have examined the place report a sensation of violence and death in the basement and a deep well of sadness dwelling on the second floor. The White Eagle first nested in the rough working-class waterfront neighborhood of Albina in 1905. At the time, the area was crowded with hundreds of recent arrivals from Great Britain, Scandinavia, the Balkans, Russia, the Mediterranean, and the Far East. They worked on the docks in the Union Pacific Railroad shops or at the neighboring factories and mills built along the Willamette's east bank north of the Broadway Bridge. When a steam whistle proclaimed the end of the shift, tired men walked three or four abreast up Russell Street and disappeared into one of the dozen bars lining the bustling thoroughfare. So, oh, this is really funny. A trolley line that ran up Mississippi Avenue stopped at Russell Street, practically dumping passengers at the White Eagle's front door. Upon approaching the place, conductors yelled out, "Next stop, Bucket of Blood," a nickname earned from fierce and frequent brawls that erupted in and around the saloon.
That is,
Bucket of Blood.
Golly Moses.
Yeah.
And really such a violent history.
Well,
in this area, it seemed desperate. You know, there was this real kind of desperate.
Well, and desperate too were energy. The prostitutes that were held here.
Yes. Yeah.
For the brothel, you know, I mean.
Everyone was just doing what they could to get by.
Yeah. Both, it was a survival game.
Both the dock workers and the prostitutes and the bar owners and the mm-hmm. workers. I mean, it was really it seemed like such a really challenging time. We didn't get to go down to the basement.
But the employees were so accommodating. Thank them so much.
kind.
And they gave us a tour of the upstairs. We got to go into room 11 and room 2.
Yes.
We couldn't go into 11.
We couldn't go into 2.
Oh, remember 2 that was occupied. So yeah. We went into 11. But we saw activity and we were able to capture some of it. So we'll post that.
Yes.
But there was some really freaky stuff going on in the shower too.
Yes.
Like, I don't think was a shower because it was like...
Yeah, that might have really been a porthole. on the other side of the shower was where this prostitute was murdered.
Right.
And so I think it might have been, like, that shower was added later on.
Yeah.
So it might have actually been in her room. But what you picked up on...
Oh.
We use the ripple effect on Angelina's camera, and it picks up energy, and...
it totally lit up.
It just lit up in all the... in solid blocks.
It was like a block. Yeah. It was crazy.
There was no lights on, even.
It was pitch dark.
Yeah. And then it just...
we went in there.
...popped in
yeah.
and was just like, I'm here, I'm here, I'm here, this is a spot.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. That was really intense.
It was super intense.
Yeah. It's it always seems like really fun to like, oh my gosh, I'm just gonna, you know,
let's see what's out there.
Yeah.
And then you're like,
oh, this is spooky, and then you get there and it's just like, oh, hell to the no.
Yeah, because you're feeling all this like,
yeah.
I don't know, they're still there and they're still feeling it and you're like, sorry.
Yeah,
like,
my scalp was tingling and so tight and my legs were tingling and there was a woman in the bar talking about she stayed here last night and said that she was looking at herself in the mirror this morning and she saw some clothes of hers like almost like plop out of her suitcase onto the floor.
And oh my God.
While looking in the mirror, in the reflection, she saw her suitcase on her bed and that was open and some of the clothes just popped out and went onto the floor and it totally freaked her out. And
what room was that?
I thought she said room 5.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's really haunted all over the place up there. The rooms are really cute. They're really tiny. But it's tiny, tiny. But that's all you get. Like, there's enough for a bed.
That's all you have is a bed and a chair.
A bed and a chair, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is,
and then you share bathrooms.
Totally, like a brothel would be. Yeah, share bathrooms.
And then also there's the shower space.
Yeah, there's two tiny showers. Tiny.
That is really something.
It seems very authentic to the way it was, you know, except for the shower area. That, yeah. Like, they'd built that out, and you kept getting all cagey. You're like, no, someone's stuck behind there. Don't go back.
Anytime that we started to go around the corner, like, I kept getting the feeling, like, these spirits don't want to be trapped. I felt that way in the bathroom in the bar.
Oh, yeah.
We went in to just kind of record, and I was just like, don't trap me in here. Don't trap me in here. Mm-hmm.
There's definitely,
like, the message I kept receiving.
A spirit in the bathroom. Like, people always report that, and then in the basement.
Yeah.
Like, something happened in the basement. Like, someone was thrown down the stairs and died.
Oh. But, yeah. It's always fun to visit places, you know, that have not only, you know, haunted energy to them, but also, you know, so many stories.
Yeah, and I always think of it like, I don't know, when I think of hauntings and stuff, I always think they're still here. It's sad that they haven't moved on. They're still living their pain, trying to figure out what happened, you know?
What is it that they're searching for? Or, like, when I reached out for, like, what message is it that you want us to pass on? Mm-hmm. It didn't come, nothing came through.
Yeah, it's just, I think, because, like, there's such high energy in there anyway. It's like, they still feel, I don't know, the excitement or the vibe of it. Like, you know, if you work at a really exciting, cool place, the energy is really high, and you might not want to leave that.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like a club.
It's a cool place.
Yeah.
But the woman that I saw, I mean, it's just she doesn't want to leave. Like, it's her, that's her place. This is what she's, I've just kept getting, like, the feeling of, like, she's settled there. She's super settled.
Oh, my God.
There's no, like, I need help, and can you help me find the lighter? Any of that.
She was
so excited, like, oh, my gosh, you see me, and let's put on a show.
Right. And so they have this book of hauntings. If you stay there, you can kind of write your notes in there if anything happened to you while you stayed in a room. And there was one in room 11, I think, where someone said that they felt pressure on the bed, like, as in a palm sinking in, like, you know, like when you would crawl into a bed, and then a knee.
Oh, my gosh.
And it kind of went around her, but she felt it as if someone was getting into the bed with her.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's a lot of really, we read stories in the haunting book, and we'll post some of those too, but.
Yeah, like, one lady was just really upset, like.
Oh, she was pissed. She's like, I'm not coming back.
Yeah, her backpack straps kept getting messed with during the night. Most things happen, it seems, like, at night.
3 and 4 a.m.
And it's typically, like, they'll say, like, oh, my husband was sleeping, or he was snoring all night long, and I was wide awake, and I was, like, how could he be sleeping and all these sounds are going on?
I know.
And we heard some clicks.
Oh, my God, I kept hearing things in the hallway, and I'm like, Julie, did you hear that? She's like, nope. Didn't hear that. And she walks away. I'm like, come back here. Come back here. And then I heard something. I heard a shuffle beneath the door after we shut it in the last room. I was like, did you hear that? It sounded like a little shuffle over the door.
Wow. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. And other people have reported just being really hot.
Oh, yeah. The lady, she said her legs were burning.
Yeah.
Oh, and they said there was a huge temperature difference in the room all night. She was like, if y'all want to save on your heat bill, you should turn off the heat in my room because it gets hot. And her, like, what she walked away with was whatever spirit was in there really liked that room hot.
Aww.
I know. So temperature differences, for sure, that's like a huge indication of a spirit.
Yes. Yeah. And we're coming up on a blue moon for Halloween.
Yes.
The second full moon of October.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess, well, it, I don't guess. It is a very powerful full moon coming up.
Yeah. So it's no wonder there's a lot of crazy energy and vibes in the air today and moving forward over the next 5 days.
It's when the moon is closest to the earth. And so whatever it is you're feeling is really exaggerated. Mm-hmm. So it's also a time that just to be mindful of what energy you're putting out there. Mm-hmm. As far as fear or gossip or, you know, spreading anything negative is going to be, it's going to be projected
amplified
in a very amplified mm-hmm. way. It's like our thoughts have a big megaphone on them. Mm-hmm. So we get to also choose to be responsible and move from scarcity or mm-hmm. move away from fear and move into abundance and trust and gratitude, how we can help others.
Yeah, it's so true. I know I had a real moment last week. We had a response from one of our listeners who we read, and Julie was able to read information about her.
Oh yeah, we did the mini-sode.
Yeah, we did. And
hey, Charleston.
Yeah, but she was talking about archangels, and I got all interested, and I got a book and read the whole thing, and it was really, really tripping me out because it has so much concentration on raising your vibration and having a good attitude toward love and loving each other and thinking good thoughts, connecting that to your actions and the words you speak and everything. And it just, I don't know, I just really had a revelation last week about that.
Well, did they give you information on how to connect with the archangels?
Totally. It was full of meditation.
What did they say?
Oh my gosh. Okay, so basically, I'll put the reference in for the book because it's so amazing. But this woman spent her whole life like being involved with angels, seeing them when she was little, and then she channeled them and she channeled all the archangels and then gives like a meditation for each one, how to get in touch. And basically it's like you start with taking 3 deep breaths in and out, and you take a deep breath and you hold it at the top of your lungs, and then you exhale all the way, and you hold your fingers connected with your forefinger and your thumb.
Oh, like a mudra.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then you just sort of tune in, and you can ask a specific question. You can ask for help. You can ask for guidance, and it will come to you. I know, because I had a little experience. And
who did you connect with?
Okay, I connected with Raphael. And it was just, it was a moment. I have a family member who just is having a physical ailment in his body. And I was really concerned about it. And you know, after listening to the whole book, I found out that Raphael is the healer. So I listened to that little meditation and I did it. And then I asked for healing with, like, I didn't know the rules, you know, I didn't know, like, can you just ask to heal someone else? Or is that, like, because, you know, you need permission. If you're psychic, you can't just, like, go in and ask for things for other people all the time. You know what I mean? So I was like, how do you do it if you wish well on someone, but they don't, you know, they're not into angels or whatever?
Yeah.
Can you still wish it or ask for it? So I followed everything they said. And I asked for it. And then I asked for a healing for myself. Because I have asthma. And I was having a really hard time with it. Anyway, did the whole thing. And the next morning, I woke up with no asthmatic symptoms. And then I found out a day later that the problematic thing with my family member turned out to be benign.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like tripping. I was almost crying. And then of course I went into like doubt. I'm like, did that happen?
Oh yeah.
You know, did I, you know, like where, you know what I mean? It's like,
you want
something so bad and you put everything into it and all the energy you have. And then you're like, it happened.
And then you question it.
You doubt it.
And I was like, oh my God.
Like, I didn't doubt it for at least 24 hours. Then I was like, I can't believe that. It really happened. So, I'm just saying, I'm a believer now. I think you should definitely read the book.
So, with each of the angels, do you start out the same way with the three deep breaths?
Yeah.
And calming yourself.
Yeah.
And then you call in the archangel that...
Yeah.
That you want to communicate with. And you just say, you know, I'm like Archangel Raphael. Either can you give me a sign or can you give me a message?
There's no magic words. It's like me talking to you. It's just like grounding yourself. So that
feels like magic.
Like, Julie, fix it!
I'm scared.
So it's just really trippy. So they say, like, I don't know, there's all these other weird things that happen, like the lady that came over to our house.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So we had to
The notary.
We had a notary come over to the house, and I had just got the book and it was like 15 minutes into it, and then we sat down to sign these papers, and like, I don't know, maybe 5 minutes into it, she's talking about the economy, and then she's, like, talking about, I swear to God, she said the word vibration. She's like, I'm so concerned about the vibration of everybody, so angry, we need to live in a higher zone. And then she basically repeated everything I had just learned in the book.
Oh my gosh.
And she said... She's like, you know, everybody can do it. They just can. You just have to put your fingers together and take three deep breaths. Calm your heart.
Were you tripping way
hard? I was staring at her. I'm like, no fucking way. You're blowing my mind.
Well, you know,
and she said, she's like, you think you can't communicate, but you can. She said, I communicate all the time. I'm in the car and I just talk to them. And I'm just like, you're kidding me, aren't you? And she said every single thing I had just learned.
Well, and remember when we connected with RBG, she said everybody can do what everybody. I did. Everyone can do it.
Yeah.
You just do it. That's all there is. You know, we think that, oh, I have to be, you know, I have to make sure that I go to this retreat, a meditation retreat, before I can meditate. No.
You don't. Just do it.
And RBG, she was the same. She said, everybody can do what I did. Don't put me on a pedestal. Just do the thing that you need to do. The next right thing.
Yeah. And exactly. And that's what she was saying too. And it was really weird because, like, I had arranged the table. This happened in the book too. Oh my God. It said something about setting a place at the head of the table for the spirit that you want to come in.
Oh.
And I had set up the table and there was clearly a chair for the head of the table, which I was going to sit in. And then when she came in, she sat in it And I was like, okay, I'll just sit over here. And then when she started saying everything, like, she didn't stop. She went on and on and on and on about, like, children, families. She said, like, how we choose our parents ahead of time. We come in because we have specific lessons to learn on this planet. We set ourselves up in that there is a duality. She's like, there's a duality. We forgot what it's like to be with God. And when I say God, I'm talking all that is God, goddess, everything, like matter. She talked about matter, like how we're all particles.
Okay, did you happen to see her reflection in the mirror?
Had a mask on. And okay, it was really weird.
You know, I always set up a mirror by my front door. It's like, you gotta walk past it, and I need to see your reflection.
I do have a mirror by the front door, but I just rearranged the living room, and it's not at the front door. But she had, like, I was trying so hard to check her out, and she had, like, a turtleneck that went way up, so you could only see her face. And then she had a mask on, and then the sleeves were long, and then she had rubber gloves on, and this, I mean, I couldn't make out, really, there was no definition.
Whoa.
I was just like, I kept staring at her. Like, she said everything metaphysical that I've ever learned in my whole life.
Wow.
It was bizarre.
So we're going to try to interview her.
Oh, yeah, we're going to interview her! Oh my God, I forgot that, I know. I was like, I think you're an angel. And I'm like, can you be interviewed with our podcast? And she's like, oh, yeah, here. And then she's like, I'm an alternate. She's a hypnotist. And she is amazing. So, oh my God, that's right. We're going to interview her. But good. She blew my mind.
That's...
Okay, and talk about listening to the whispers.
Yeah.
It started with AC Glam in Charlotte.
Yes.
It sent me on my quest.
No, Charleston.
Charleston.
Yep.
Sent me on my quest to learn about angels. Then the thing happened when I learned how to do it with my relative and myself.
Yes. And Raphael, Archangel Raphael.
Raphael. And then she walks in and like the whispers just like validated. And I'm like, what?
I love how you just tied that together with the most beautiful bow. Like that, like, oh. Listen to the whispers. Like, what is coming through?
Yeah.
You know, what signs are you given? Like, oh, that might be interesting. Follow it.
Yeah.
Follow it.
Yeah.
Even if you don't know where it's going to lead you, that's the most important part. When you don't know where it's going to lead you.
Guys, follow it. We're telling you. It's going to take you somewhere.
Yes. Yeah.
And have a friend to talk to about it, because otherwise, you know.
Yeah, it can be challenging to navigate, and you question yourself.
You question yourself. I questioned myself.
So much.
Like, was that real?
Do all mediums get scared? What happened upstairs? I was so scared, you guys. Oh, my gosh.
I feel like
my badge.
Did you hear that? She's like, pew. Nope. Bye-bye.
I feel like my mediumship badge should be taken away.
No, I don't know why
I assumed because I can communicate that it's not scary. And
it is a little scary.
Wow. When I saw the head popped out from behind the corner, like, oh, they know we're here. They know we're here. I was just like, okay, game on. It's we're not playing anymore. We're just not, we're not goofing.
Oh,
that's
God.
What we're not doing.
So trippy.
So, yes, it's okay to be scared.
Yeah.
It's okay to have all the feelings, and it's okay to have self-doubt or to feel like a fraud.
Right.
All of that
is normal.
Is normal, and it grounds us in our humanness.
Yeah.
And
I mean, we are.
It's also okay to trust. It's also okay to not know the outcome and do something anyway.
Yeah.
Right?
Such a good message.
Just.
Exactly.
See what happens. Because there's no wrong path with this. You're going to be led.
So. Yeah. And it's all your path. So.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Keep your vibration high.
Like, I know. Because, like, Julie and I sometimes talk about how, you know, we worry a lot about our loved ones and stuff, but everybody's on their own path. We can't jump in and fix anything.
They have their own guides.
We can just be supportive. Yeah, exactly. They have their own guides.
Right? I'm not going to step in for that. So.
Go talk to your own guides.
Keep staying grounded.
Yes, it's very crazy right now.
And, you know, try to eat as clean as possible. Drink lots of water. Love each other. Have gratitude every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, gratitude.
Yeah. We're grateful for you, listeners.
Yes, thank you.
So grateful.
Don't make us do this torturous, scary, spooky, haunted fall series anymore.
We're going to interview someone next time.
Okay.
All right. Bye, guys.